Welcome to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. Now, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, the Great Recession officially lasted from December 2007 to June 2009, but its after effects continue to linger. Joining me is Catherine Collinson, president of nonprofit Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Her recent survey delves into questions about how workers and their employers have fared in the intervening 10 years. Catherine, how has retirement security in the U.S. improved or, on the flip side, remained stagnant since the Great Recession?
Well, frankly, it's a little bit of both. In our annual retirement survey, we did a look back, so 2017 survey versus 2007, and we do find some good news in that retirement confidence has crept up. But I'll also say, even now, 10 years later, many workers are still recovering from what is commonly referred to as the Great Recession. That was such a difficult time. High rates of unemployment, dramatic shifts in home values, volatility in financial markets. It was a really, really difficult time. And many are still recovering. Our survey found that 58% have either somewhat recovered, have not yet become to recover, or may never recover. So in other words, fewer than half say they fully recovered or were not impacted. At the same time, we asked a similar question of employers and found a very similar report. Only about half feel that they've fully recovered or were not impacted. So this is something that is lingering on long after the recession ended.
Well, Catherine, you did say there was some good news to all of this. Tell us, how have retirement savings levels among individuals changed since pre-recession levels?
Retirement savings have increased dramatically since their pre-recession levels in 2007. For millennial workers, still the youngest generation in the workforce, household retirement savings increased from $9,000 in 2007 to $36,000 in 2017. Among Gen X workers, we saw an increase in savings from $32,000 to $71,000. And for baby boomers, we also saw a big increase in savings from $75,000 to $157,000. Again, these are estimated medians, but these represent really big increases in savings. And that's good news. However, our work is not done because for many, they're still not saving enough to adequately fund their retirement. So I think it's good to feel good about these increases and then hunker down and focus on saving and investing even more.
You know, with that being the case, I'm sure our listeners would welcome some tips and advice on what can be done to, you know, build these personal nest eggs. Can you give us some insight on that?
Start by using an online calculator, working with your retirement plan provider, estimate how much you need to save and if you're on track or not. Learn about savings and investments, become financially literate. And we talked about these big increases in savings. However, so many people have taken a loan or early withdrawal out of their retirement savings. If there's any way that you can build adequate emergency savings outside of your retirement savings, that could be a really good thing.
Thank you, Catherine, for joining us today on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.